Good morning, everybody, and let me wish you all a happy Monday. This is Larry Jacobs on 3K12 Education Talk Radio, and we got a nice show for you this morning with our good friends from Is It, I-Z-Z-I-T, isit.org, and that is, I'll tell you, one of the best free resources out there for teaching history, civics, and ELA. It's used by many thousands of educators, and we're going to use this podcast to introduce their new Unlock and Beat the Clock Classroom Challenge. And we're also going to talk about their virtual international field trips and other things. This is a wonderful resource, and I hope you take advantage of it. We're going to archive this show over at ace-ed.org. Ace-ed.org is the home website of our American Consortium for Equity in Education. Please go over there. You'll enjoy our magazine, which is called Equity in Access. We have all our podcasts linked over there, and you'll also get a link to our new website, which is all about social-emotional learning, which is called SEL Today. Now, that's at seltoday.org if you want to go straight there, but it's linked to ace-ed.org. So please check out everything we do regarding equity and access and social-emotional learning at our two websites. And thanks for being with us today. And let me introduce our two guests. Susan Gable is back, and Dean Graziano, ladies first, in Erie, Pennsylvania, the one and only Susan Gable. Hi, Susan.
Good morning, Larry. How are you on this fine Monday morning?
It actually is a fine Monday morning. It's a beautiful, clear, going to be a 50-degree day here in Maine. How's the weather in good old Erie? Is it Erie?
It is Erie, and that's exactly the same. 50 degrees, sunny. It's looking like a great day.
And let me just ask you this. Halloween was last week, and Erie is a great word, E-R-I-E. But Erie, E-E-R-I-E, is like Halloween. Is this a big special event in Erie? I'm curious.
Well,
do they make a deal out of that?
There actually are all sorts of things going on downtown, and there's some spooky factories where they take over some of the, empty. You know, we are in the Rust Belt, so we have some empty facilities. They take over some of those and put in, spooky haunted house type things and whatnot. So I'm not a big fan of the spooky, so I don't go partake
of
those
things.
I'm
not a spooky fan either, but I was just curious on the word eerie, if they actually jump on that and make a big deal in good old Western PA. Okay, good to have you back here, Susan.
Thanks,
all right,
Larry.
It's always a pleasure. And she's Director of Education, everybody, over at isit.org, I-Z-Z-I-T. And now they're VP of Education, the one and only Dean Graziano from New Hampshire. Hi, buddy. How you doing?
Doing well, Larry. How are you?
I'm just fine. I assume it's as gorgeous a day to have just a few minutes from here that it is right here, right? You going to enjoy this fall weather? We're getting into winter.
I sure am, Larry. It's beautiful out.
It really and truly is. Dean, I know this is your baby. You created this thing, the Unlock and Beat the Clock Challenge at isit.org. And again, I want to say this is one of the best, everything they do, one of the best free resources for teaching history, civics, ELA. Thousands of educators use it. Jump on the bandwagon and go to isit.org. The new thing is Unlock and Beat the Clock Classroom Challenge. Dean, you came up with it. Do it, buddy. Tell us about it.
Well, it's easy to come up with stuff, Larry, but when you've got an incredible team that actually takes the idea and makes it a reality, it's another. I'll start there. There's a lot of ideas, as you know, in my head. What happens and what's reality are two different things. But we had an idea. It was one of those sitting around thinking, and I said, it's always about making student learning fun. What's the impact an educator can have in the classroom? And then I took another step back and I said, what can hit upon prior knowledge, past knowledge, future knowledge, then kind of taking the idea of an escape room, having done several of them. And I thought, wouldn't it be kind of neat if we took random four of our videos and put them together to have this like interactive group-focused activity? So the students are already in the classroom. And then the classroom is laden with supporting thematic clues. If it's a long block, they could do 60 minutes. If it's a 60 or 50-minute class, they could do like 40. So there's that time to Q&A afterwards. The students are kind of required to look for hidden clues in the classroom, which we prepare. We give the educator as part of the challenge the clues printable. They can go and have them laid out in the classroom. And every time the students work in those teams to solve a clue, that's the aha moment. It draws them closer to, you know, exiting the classroom, if you will, the classroom challenge. They're not taking anything for granted. Closer sift through, like, books on the shelves, artwork. So you even mentioned civics. It could be a science teacher. The first
That's what I was going to ask.
First Amendment. Yeah, Professor Forgetful in the First Amendment. And he's got to get class done. He doesn't have any of his supporting tools. So something like amendments, you could use Rockwell's freedoms of fear and you know, worship and want.
Get the four freedoms,
of
course.
So the two of those are actually, you know, worship and, if you will, speech. And then an art teacher can maybe bring students on. So it's kind of like an interdisciplinary thing where the whole classroom can be set up. And those sequences or patterns are pertinent or distractors. And each team must have to understand everywhere, any time in the classroom. And from there, the students and teachers will have four challenges. We're hoping to do one a month. They'll be coming out on March of 2020. Yeah. Susan will fill you in a little bit about how the four-box set works and what have you. But we're doing it for March, April, May, and June. Why? It gives educators, they could do them quicker if they'd like, but it lays out towards the end of the year, basically, an opportunity for teachers to do these kinds of activities, certainly before, like, April break, certainly before, like, Memorial break or the end of school. It keeps the kids focused on curriculum. It could be used like a day of a half day where classes are shortened, et cetera. So I'll let Susan kind of fill you in on the DVD set and our funders and how that works.
That's good. That was a good explanation. I want to say a couple of things. These take about 45 minutes. I'm reading off the website. You go to isit.org. There's an icon for Unlock and Beat the Clock. It's really cute. Okay, you can go over right there. There's even a pilot promo video type thing that you can watch. And I just want to say this, Susan. I don't mean to steal your thunder here, but I want to make this point. Okay, isit.org, 45 minutes, a room full of clues. Don't miss out, and here's the real reason I want to say that. Unless something's changed, Susan, there's only 1,000 sets available. Am I correct?
That's right, Larry.
And that's a lot,
by
the way, but still,
It is a lot, but, you know, again, when you think about the number of teachers there are in this country that might be interested in using it, it's really not that many when you think of it that way. So, yeah, absolutely. And actually, Dean and I were at the AASL conference meeting. We got to meet Kathy Carroll in person. And,
great. You went out to Salt Lake. That's great. That's super.
Yes,
I just talked to them last week. Yeah.
Wonderful.
They were on the show last week, Jenison. Yeah.
We had over 100 librarians from the conference signed up to. So now there's only 900. There's fewer than 900, you know.
That
so,
is excellent. And I'll tell you something. Everybody better sign up quick because librarians will tell other librarians. They are very collaborative. And let me make the point there. When you just said that, it didn't dawn on me prior, but the librarian is a great person to manage this because it's so interdisciplinary. Okay, I just love it.
Exactly.
As Dean just said. So I'm going to say it again just to get everybody excited. Is it .org, and there's an icon for Unlock and Beat the Clock Challenge. There's a simple sign-up, and you should do it ASAP. There's only 900 sets available. Did I steal your thunder? I didn't mean to. I'm just excited about it.
No, that's fine, Larry, and we're really excited about it as well. Again, they will have to also have a free isit.org account to sign up, but again, the big word there is free. It's not going to cost them anything. And by having an isit.org account, then they can access all of our other materials as well. So we definitely encourage them to go ahead and get signed up now before we do run out of those.
Absolutely.
Larry?
Yes.
Another great point that we were talking at the ASL with the librarians is, as you mentioned, they're the umbrella. They're sometimes dealt with the or really offering the resources to the entire staff. And what the DVD set, while all of our stuff is you can stream it, what's really neat about this is it's absolutely the perfect complement for a substitute teacher. So there is still learning going on. Not that there isn't when a substitute teacher's in, but what I'm trying to say is we found a different way to share with them that this is a really great fun activity where the students are engaged. Subs come in and educator, you take the step back and let the students really kind of run the roost and they're more of a facilitator. How's it going? So we found what a great opportunity it is to talk and share this as a wonderful resource for substitute teachers as well.
And also Dean came up with a fabulous idea for the librarians, and that was, you know, when they have to do something back to school night, or, you know, they're trying to train the new teachers what's in the library, you know, where are the different parts of the library? A librarian could actually host an unlock and beat the clock challenge in the library. That would get people familiar with the different sections of the library because they have to search for clues throughout the library. What a great idea, right?
It's a wonderful idea. And, you know, Dean, I thought of it when I was reading up on this morning before the show. You said it. I wasn't sure you had picked up on it. But it is like an escape room. That's the first thing that crossed my mind. Okay, and what fun that is and all that sort of stuff. I just really liked what you did here. Okay,
That's exactly it, except escape room is a trademarked term, and therefore we don't use that.
Okay.
So
it's like an escape room. There you go. Yeah.
Yeah. But it really does that layer upon layer like an onion of critical thinking, and that's really one of the mantras. You know, you sit there and you say, you know, in a sense that we have critical thinking. Everyone says they do, and everyone talks about it. This is a great activity for four straight months. You could obviously do it quicker.
This is a really great
opportunity to say walk the walk and talk the talk and really promote critical thinking in the classroom.
When you guys, I just have this question. When you guys send out the DVD set, does the school keep that forever, or do they have to get it back to you? How's that work?
All our materials are given. Right. We even cover the shipping. There's absolutely no charge to any school, and they get to keep that as long as they want it. Hopefully, it's up with two or three more sets as we do version two, version three.
Of course.
Getting the success back to our funders. You know, one of the things we ask of all our educators is, you know, what's the catch? Give us some feedback. Because then I go back, we're a nonprofit, and I say, hey, this is really catching on, and it's really making an impact we want to see. Student learning is fun, and there's an impact in the classroom. Those are really the two big criteria of what we're trying to do. And then say, hey, I need to do 2,000 sets next time because it was so popular.
Yeah.
So the only thing we do ask if a teacher does, and we appreciate it, we get a lot, is feedback, good and bad. What makes us better? I think there isn't an educator out there that doesn't understand how important feedback is on a project, a lesson plan. That's why you get evaluated. But to take a step back, we ask them to take a few minutes of their time and let us know how we're doing. And that makes us do version 2, 3, 4 that much better.
I agree with you with all that, but I just want to put my two cents in. You guys are doing great. What you guys do, and this is key, and I really mean that. I compliment you all the time. All right. And, you know, we are about equity here. All right, and what you guys do with free resource like this and all the other wonderful things you do, all the videos, et cetera, and just talk about that equity side. I'll throw that one to Susan if you want. Okay, Susan, who can sign up for this? It's free. Let's go over that. Let's have every school that's listening here. Who can sign up for this? They should do it today. Who? Susan.
Any educator, and that includes any homeschoolers, any librarians, any scout troop leaders, anybody who's running a boys and girls club or has an after-school program, any educator like that can sign up for this. And again, as I mentioned, you know, the only requirement is they have to have an actual isit.org account, which is also free, and all of those all the same people can sign up for that as well. So, that's the beauty of this. I mean, again, we know that school budgets are tight. We know that things are, you know, things are a bit bumpy still Dean and I, I've had a recent conversation with a teacher who was telling me how much she does use all of our stuff with subs, and the districts are having a terrible time right now getting subs, obviously, because, you know, a lot of teachers have left education, and a lot of times your subs have always been retired teachers, right? And so it's been really hard. So a lot of teachers are finding themselves having to cover other classes during their own prep periods. So by having different of our materials with our sub plans and everything, you know, it makes it really easy to cover somebody else's class, and at least you know that the kids are getting something. They're getting something educational and quality and engaging. So, anybody can sign up for this.
And I want to make the point, and this is key to that thing that's like an escape room, not an escape room, like an escape room, almost exactly like one.
Right.
Okay, but not one. I want to make that point, okay?
Exactly.
The whole point of something like an escape room, okay, is critical thinking. It's logic. That's what you're actually doing. It is, of course, a game, so to speak, but the game has purpose, all right? And you take that, you
teamwork.
Put it in education. Yeah, it's critical. It's critical thinking, and it's amazing. And one thing you didn't mention, Susan. Okay, grade levels. How do you see a elementary school? Okay, a junior high. Showing my age, middle school and high school. Okay, so let's just talk about grade level, Susan.
Six through 12, most likely. But again, more to the higher. You know, 7, 8. And then high school for sure. Maybe 6, depending on the kids and the teacher and her and their ability to work with those with all these clues and whatnot. It's going to depend a lot on the students. But, yeah, upper middle school through high school.
Okay, upper middle. Thank you. That's perfect. Okay, and again, everybody, isit.org. And this is just another wonderful thing that you're doing. Again, let me say completely 100% absolutely free. Okay, just I want to keep saying that. And I want to talk to you guys about the virtual international field trip you guys do to show the breadth of what you do. What's going on with that? Who wants to do that, Dean or Susan? Somebody scream out.
Dean? The bottom line is we've done a pilot with Kathy Carroll, who was the past president of the American Association of School Librarians.
Yes.
And what was great was we had had several Zooms, Susan and I, Rob Chatfield, our president, and Kathy. Long story short, they agreed to do the pilot. It was nice. Susan and I had just left our board meeting in Chicago with our funders and board and basically showed them the concert shirts that we had made, the concert shirts being the culmination rather than a student certificate. Hey, you graduated or you did this class. But we had this world tour, so it had all of the countries in which the students would visit, if you will, virtually through our materials. The students got a passport, looks just like a passport. Susan had put the QR code so students could be at school, they could be at the public library, anywhere. That's the beautiful thing about it, anywhere, anytime, classroom. Students could access, there were fillable pieces. So the students went through each country, for example, Chile, China, Peru. And as they did it, they took notes. They proved through the fillable piece that's already prepared for them that they actually did indeed visit and got something or understood the actual site, the location. And when they were completed and had all those stamps, if you will, that was done by the librarians and some student and teacher volunteers, the students then received these T-shirts, these really, really well-done concert shirts, which were travel shirts.
Great.
And if anyone's listening, please go to it.org and you'll see the actual site. We had a nice picture Kathy Carroll blew up for us, and we had it at the ASL. As educators were coming and librarians, they were like, oh, yeah, we already know you. Kathy's already talked about it. Where do we sign up? It's a great opportunity, and the idea came from summer vacation isn't a vacation from learning. And we wanted to have something in place for this past summer in which there's already a learning gap, you know, 3 months, 4 months, usual. Now with
absolutely
the COVID in the world we are, 9, 10 months. So for me, the mantra has now changed to any holiday or vacation should not be a vacation from learning. So February break coming up, the holiday break coming up, April spring break coming up, and then summer again. We're going to do a national tour. So as people, our listeners are kind of going, huh, if that's also an icon on isit.org, All this is free, the passport book, thanks to an incredible team with Susan and Marley. You actually have it digitized. If they actually want the passport books, because we did get funding, if they want to participate and actually get the passport books, they can email either Susan or I. I'm dean.graziano@isit.org, and Susan is susan@isit.org. And they're agreed to do like a weekly blog for us. We have, or we'll order more passport books rather than the digitized, just to kind of keep us going with how's it going. What are the kids getting from it? How are they learning? What do they like? What do they don't like? Some of the quotes we got, Larry, unbelievable. And I'll let Susan, I mean, some of them were like, I want a passport. I want to travel now.
Exactly.
That is key. We all, by the way, we all want to travel now that COVID is winding down from my lips to God's ears.
Amen.
Okay. I hope it, yeah, you're not kidding. All right. I hope it is. All right. And I want to talk about what your passport does for just a minute here. Again, it's free, everybody. Isit.org. It's a great program. Okay. It's the virtual international field trip. But there's another side to this. That is culturally responsive education, okay, which is very, very important to keep kids engaged. I'm thinking, you know, African-American kids, they need to know what their heritage is like. And the heritage, of course, is in Africa, all right? If they have a chance to virtually visit, okay, it opens up a world to them. If a kid is from Latin America, all right, Central America, whatever, South America. Again, it's a cultural link to where they are, and that's what engages kids, okay, when we can see that, when they can see themselves in what they're learning, and that's why these things are so important. And I can only imagine the joy of the librarians. By the way, Dean, it's AASL. The American Association of School Librarians.
School librarians, correct.
Yeah, that's
right.
I just wanted to correct, which is part of ALA. That's what ALA is, the American Library Association. And I want to say something else here. You mentioned Marley, who's been on the show, but I'm not going to give the phone number. It's 888-242-0563, but it's on the website. My point of giving it is this. Any educator who calls ISIT, okay, or sends an email to someone at ISIT, be it Susan or be it Marley, they'll get a response. Okay, this is not where you're calling in. I know I'm just on Saturday Night Live this week, where you're calling in the Spectrum and you're transferred to 17,000 people. Okay, this is a very responsive group at ISIT, and they're just great to work with. I just want to make that point. How was that, Susan?
That was excellent. I appreciate you giving that information out, because absolutely, we have a really great customer service team, and we're always there and willing to help out in any way that we can. One of the things you mentioned, Larry, that kids like to see themselves in what they're learning,
do.
But I would also say it's great for the kids who are seeing others, right?
Good
like
point.
We have to expand that it's. It's not just about us and who we are. It's about who are our neighbors and who are all these other people, right?
Thank you. You're dead on right. You're dead on right. And I'm going to say it again. Go ahead. I'm just going to say it again. Everybody, it's free. This is such great stuff. Isit.org. Go ahead, Dean. I didn't mean to interrupt. I'm just excited.
Larry, great as a preface to this, where it's like the world cultures and the exposure to others. What else is great is in the world we're now in, say the school doesn't have, I don't know, Mandarin or different. If a student goes to this, maybe an eighth or ninth grader, and they're like, wow, I really liked learning or hearing about, for example, China, or like you said, I've taken French and I'm now in a Latin American country.
Exactly.
It also gives them an impetus to maybe think, I might want to study that language. In the way a school may not have it, they could do it online. A lot of those are free. So this is really a great exposure for students to be able to say, wow, I didn't know anything about that. I want to go. I want to hear. I want to see. I may go study abroad. I mean, the implications for this kind of piece are limitless.
That's right. I couldn't agree with you more. And you guys are always doing these other things. And if you can, you know, I just want to touch on one other thing. You guys work with the Judge Doug Ginsburg. Okay, who's pretty well known in modern American history. Okay, Judge Ginsburg. Talk about your civics work. Because I never want to forget that you guys are so strong in civics. Again, free. All right. And civics is so important as every day of the news shows us. Susan, you want to do that one?
Absolutely. So civicsfundamentals.org is the name of the website. You can reach it through isit.org, or you can go directly to civicsfundamentals.org. Again, as you said, Larry, another free program from ISIT. What we did was we took the 100 questions from the naturalization test for citizenship, and instead of just covering the rote answers, which of course we do cover, but we go deeper into the why. You know, why do we have a bicameral, you know, set system of government? You know, why were certain things done the way that they were done? I mean, even right down to the there is a question of why are there 13 stripes on the United States flag? That's a question for citizenship. And again, I know we've before, but there was a study done a couple years ago. Two-thirds of Americans can't pass that test.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. So we came up with this to help address that. You know, a number of states are starting to require civics as a component for graduation, and some of them are actually using this test, the naturalization test, as their framework. So great resource for any teachers in a state where that's becoming an issue and being required, but also great for anybody else who just feels that, you know, it's kind of our civic duty as educators to make sure that our kids have the knowledge to be active participants in the government system that we have. You know, there are people out there who are saying, well, we should abolish the Electoral College. Okay, do you have a firm understanding of why the Electoral College exists? You know, why was it set up that way? If you don't understand that, then how can you knowingly call for the abolition of it? Right?
Exactly. Okay, and that's what people are doing. They're mixing up politics with government.
Right.
Okay, and they don't understand it. They're welcome to their opinion. I hear you, Dean, but they've just got to understand why things happen. Go ahead, Dean.
The other piece of this, too, is if you're an educator in any school you're at, whether it's elementary, middle, or high school, most of the mission statements are your job is to kind of promote this global citizenship or good citizenship within the community of the world, right? So you say it, it's what you're saying you're delivering on, and that's part of it. This Wednesday, the good news is I'll be sitting in front of my former boss, the Commissioner of Education, New Hampshire, and the state school board.
Frank? Frank?
We took the fundamentals as a foundation for a course that with the Learn Everywhere I was part of when I was at the Department of Ed. We're going for accreditation for this class on Wednesday. So with
good
guys. Wayne would say, God willing and the creek don't rise, we should have this as an accredited class in other states to really push the civics piece, to really satisfy what, to know this. But rather than having the state take the burden or borne the price and all that, we've done it for them. So we're kind of excited, hopefully, to be in that space as well.
It's great. And by the way, I can answer one of those questions that Susan posed. Bicameral, that's one with two humps, right? Yeah, Susan?
That's exactly.
Is that right? I used to teach social studies. I think I remember that. Bicameral is one with two humps. Okay. By the way, you're not going to believe that. This is true. Everybody's going to go nuts. You can mate. I'm sorry to do this. You can mate a one-humped camel with a two-humped camel. The result is, this is true, is called a bacht in Arabic. Okay? There you go. There's your fact of the day. B-O-K-H-T. Well, if you made a one bump, like,
I had no idea.
Like a mule. You can make a donkey and a horse is a mule. Donkey and a horse is a mule. A one-humped and a two-humped camel, put them together, it's a box.
And how many humps does it have? That's what I want. That's what curious minds want to know, Larry.
One taller hump. One bigger hump.
Okay.
There you go. I'm telling you. This is true. Okay, and you ready for this one? You're going to love this.
Something on your show, Larry.
Oh, you're going to go nuts with this one. You're going to love this. Route 66 out of Albuquerque was originally created as a supply trail for camels when the U.S. Cavalry brought camels in as a test was test down as pack animals in the 1800s, in the 1880s.
That's cool.
Yeah, it is cool, okay? I don't know how I got you said bicameral. Sorry.
That's exactly.
It's a single and double. Yeah, we won't get
into that. That's right.
Yeah. You know, that's I got to tell you, the work you guys do, we try so hard to get the word out here. The work you guys do, again, no charge to educators. It's absolutely fantastic. In ELA, in civics, in history, in critical thinking, in equity, okay? Izzit.org, IZZIT.org, okay? Just one last question. What's coming down the pipeline? Do you got any other ideas? Or Dean, you're going to let them rest for a while on the
rest for the weary.
Every time I open my mouth with leadership team, they all go, oh, boy. And that's why I hope I reached out. We did a grant with a few people, and kind of like the mobile access to possibilities, my idea with Perkins Fund in New Hampshire to convert a RV to be like a mobile CT career tech ed classroom. We have the money where we're going out in next month for the finishing touches to purchase one. It's called Is It Here? It'll be starting in Allegheny County in Pennsylvania, and we'll be doing its Wheels in Motion. So we'll be doing
that. Is that Erie County?
Allegheny's upper portion, but it'll eventually be all of Pennsylvania, but we're starting there. Susan worked very hard. I was part of it, but conversations with Ben Franklin and George Washington, which was a former piece that was done, and it's now more educational in approach and concept. And these historical reenactors are phenomenal interpreters. And you're sitting in Independence Hall listening to what the intent was and what it's like today. I'm hoping that becomes a series down the road with conversations with two or three historical figures every time. But those two will be coming out next February. So really, really excited. And we're working on, instead of a financial literacy, we're working on a workforce innovation now, where financial literacy is part of it, but what are the employability skills? Talking with one-on-one mentors that I've lined up for free and having these students basically able to hear how to get a job, and that means do a resume, cover letter, practice interviewing skills with a mock job. So that's coming. Stay tuned.
And also on the elementary level, we're going to have more for our Pups of Liberty. Starting in April, we're going to release the first of a new series of shorts. This first round, we're going to have five of them. We're going to be inviting elementary teachers who have IsIt.org accounts. We're going to be inviting them in March for a sneak preview. Now, these ones are going to be, like I said, they're shorter, Larry. They're going to be about 2-3 minutes long. And these are focusing on virtues like persistence and hard work and courage and bravery and all those good things that we want younger kids to be embracing.
Exactly. Susan, that's key these days, and that fits into beautifully. Yes. So you know this. I'm just saying it for the sake of saying it. Is social emotional learning. I mean, that's what it's all about. Is to build those skills, which people like to call soft skills, but I prefer to call them hard skills. They're just skills. They're
essential.
Life skills.
Essential. Yeah.
They are essential skills, Larry. But
yeah.
You know, that's actually the best word. Is essential skills, because. I'll tell you, it's rough out there right now. It's, you know, rougher, and everybody's screaming and yelling at each other, and you just got to be able to handle all this. You guys are so good at this. I really appreciate this, and we'll do more. I'm going to say right now, as I always tell you, don't forget to bring an educator on with you next time. All those people who are writing in and giving feedback, please bring them on. Yeah. They're always invited.
Yeah. I'll have someone for next time there, I promise.
I love it. Not that I don't love talking to you two. You're both going to be on with him or her. Okay? But I just, I'd love to have one of your educators come on. Okay? It's just super what you're
doing. We'll see what we can do.
We'll get it done. Like, you get everything else done, and you do get it done beautifully. And we got to go. So, Dean, Susie, as always, thank you both. You were wonderful.
Thank you, Larry.
Thank you, Larry. Have a great Thanksgiving to you and your listeners. Thank you.
I will talk to you after. Same to you. Okay? Have a good one. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. Susan Gable and Dean Graziano from isitisit.org. I don't say enough. IZZIT.org. Here's another word to remember. Free, and absolutely excellent. All right, we'll archive at ace-ed.org. I'm Larry Jacobs. This is Pre-K-12 Education Talk Radio. Thanks for listening.